Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, the last song. And I pray that after the music stops, that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. I worship you, yes. Father, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. I worship you. Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider.
Yes.
You're my provider. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, you're my provider. Lord, you're my provider. And Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Of you, Father, I worship you. Oh, Jesus, I worship you. My provider, I worship you. Oh, Father, I worship you.
3 2 3 6 2 9. 3 3 7 is not available right now. Please leave a detailed message after the tone.
God of peace, and Father, I worship you. I worship you.
Hey guys, this is DJ Black Caesar, aka the Landlord of the South. Miss Marilyn, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
I think I have somebody else on the phone. Brother, can you say your name, sir?
That service is not available at this time. To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3. For additional options, press 9. To send now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3. For additional options, press 9. To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3. For additional options, press 9.
Brother Caesar?
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello?
Brother Caesar? Yes.
What's up, Marilyn?
Hey, nothing.
Hey, okay. I had your dad. Is he still there?
Brother Christoph?
Yeah, let me call him back real quick. I see that his line is dropped. Let me call him back real quick.
And we also need his sister Gidget on, too.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to get everybody involved with it right now.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going, brother?
Assalamu alaikum.
Great. Hey, I got your girl on the phone, Miss Marilyn.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Christoph. How are you?
I'm content, Sister Marilyn. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. We're just trying to go ahead and get everybody all on. We're just getting a little disconnected right about now, so you're trying to get everybody on now.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hold on, let me put my earpiece in.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, sister.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
How you doing?
I am fine by Allah's grace. How are you, Mrs. Brother Caesar?
I'm doing great. I got brother. I can't pronounce your Christoph. Name, sir.
My name is Brother Christos.
Christos. Okay, I got
Christos.
Okay.
And who am I speaking with? As far as the brothers.
It's DJ Black Caesar.
DJ Black Caesar. Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. And I got Sister Marilyn on the
brother
phone
Christoph.
Also. Let me call up Brother Raheem. I tried to call him once and I didn't get anything. Let me try him again.
Did we get Sister Darquette?
Yeah, call
I think
Quinn.
He had.
And Sister Darquette is not on the line as of yet.
Brother Raheem.
It's me. What's up, cousin?
What's up, man? How you doing? Hey, let me get Sister Darlene is her name?
Darquell.
Darquell. Okay, let me get her on the phone. Let me get her on the line right quick also.
What's that now?
1 second. I called this number once, and I got it was. Hello, sister. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. This is DJ Black Caesar. I got all the people on the phone right now that's supposed to be on it. So,
yes, sir.
I guess we're ready to get started. Sister Marilyn is on the phone. Sister Gigi is on the phone. Brother Raheem is on the phone. Brother Kristal is on the phone. And you're on the phone. And
okay.
I just got to my phone. Are you guys set? Are you guys ready? Let's get started.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, sisters and brothers, we're here at Nation Building once again. It's Sunday. It's 6:43. Let's get started. Sister Marilyn, you're first up. What's going on, sister?
Oh, everything is fine. Everything lovely. First of all, I want to say welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio. This is Nation Building. I'm your host, Marilyn Muhammad. And first, you know, I want to go ahead and wish, you know, all my beautiful sisters today Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Queen.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Thank you. Did everybody enjoy their Mother's Day today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. First, you know, I want to go ahead and introduce those who are on the panel. I would like to introduce Sister Gidget Muhammad. And Sister Gidget Muhammad, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, ma'am?
Something you don't already know. my name is Sister Muhammad. I am the single mother of three. I am a marriage counselor for over 20 years. I am a lifetime member of the Nation of Islam, and I am one of the administrators of Nations of the Group.
Okay. Thank you. And I also want to go ahead and introduce Sister Daquel Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Queen.
Well, alaikum salam, ma'am. How's everyone today?
Fine, ma'am. And could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am Sister Daquel Muhammad, as you said. I have been registered for 20 years now. I am a mother of three, two boys and a girl. In financial services as far as my business is concerned. And that's pretty much it other than what you asked me.
Yes, ma'am. That's wonderful. That's beautiful, sister. And we have Brother Kristal Muhammad. Could you introduce yourself, please, sir?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'm an FOI. I've been in the mosque for 15 years. I'm a father of eight, six girls and two boys. I'm a barber, I do for self, and I'm a member of Mas Mariam. I'm 34 years old, and I'm dark-skinned.
Yes, sir. And last but not least, we have Brother Rakeem. Brother Rakeem, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, sir?
Yes, ma'am. We're talking about this. First of all, I'd like to say assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam,
sir. Yes. Well, I would say this. Since we're talking about Nation of Islam, I've been a member of the Nation of Islam for 20 years, a registered member. I am the founder of Nation Building. I'm also a businessman. I'm a construction contractor. And I'm an author, I'm a rapper, I'm a poet. There's just so many other things that I am. I'm a straight militant. People know that. So, you know, it's not that much, you know, that brothers and sisters don't know about me already.
Okay. Okay, yes, sir. We're going to go ahead and, you know, get everything started. You know, today, you know, we're going to go ahead and talk about, you know, when we get married. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, you probably, you know, wonder, you know, when is the right time, or you probably think, you know, should I wait a year, 2 years, 3 years? Some people might say, hey, you know, I met this special, you know, brother, I met this special sister, and I know this is the right person for me. You know, I'm going to go ahead and get married. And you know, sometimes we question, we wonder, when is it, you know, when is it the right time? And how do we know when is the right time to get married? You know, do some of us base things off of finance? Do some of us base things off of, you know, because we just, you know, in a rush, or we just, you know, we love this person? It's all, you know, reason why, you know, when is the right time to get married? So, you know, we're going to have a little, you know, we're going to have fun with this tonight, and we're going to, you know, ask a few questions, you know, with the, you know, the guests on the panel. So my question is, Sister Darquelle, how do we know when is the right time to get married?
I know personally for me, I knew it was the right time to get married when I no longer held on to feelings, pain from my previous marriage. Once I had gone through that, and in addition to that, had studied myself long enough to be able to look at myself and know where I fell short in my marriage, and what I needed to improve on, and to improve on that on a consistent basis, I knew then that I was ready for marriage.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And the same question for Brother Christoph.
When did I know I was ready for marriage?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm 34. I'm in the prime of my life, so of course my mojo was calling. Besides that, I mean, it's just real. You know, when you're a man, it's not about sex or anything, but you start feeling the need for companionship. And but not just on a superficial level, especially when we're in the Nation of Islam. It's deeper than that. I remember during a question and answer session that we had with a minister years ago, a brother asked a question, and it was to the extent of, since marriage is half of our faith, are you saying that I won't be able to understand the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad unless I was married? And the minister basically told him, like, no, you won't, you wouldn't come into the fullness of what you're studying unless you complete half of your faith.
That's
so,
right.
For me, well, some of you all know this. I was in a previous situation before where I was courting a younger sister. And before I courted her, years before, I had prepared to get married. Like, I saved the money up. I got my house ready. I got myself together. So I was already preparing to get married. I just made, I don't want to say a bad decision, because I wouldn't call any sister in the Nation of Islam a bad decision. It was just trying to put a square peg in a round hole. We just wasn't equally yoked. So,
okay.
At some point, I felt like maybe it wasn't time, but it was still time. I just was overlooking the sister that I'm with now. And to be honest with you, me and Sister Darquelle, we didn't just start talking. We actually been studying each other for a whole year. But I overlooked her based on a misunderstanding, and I thought she wasn't willing to relocate to my city, so I just wouldn't pursue her based off of that. But
yes, sir.
I didn't feel like it was time for me to ready to get. I'm 34 years old, and I'm not out here in the streets, and I'm not going to have sex with women outside the mosque. I found my form, and I just don't feel it's no use in studying and doing all these things if I'm not going to live according to what I'm studying. So it's not so much, sometimes it's not so much it's time for me to get married, but it's just time for me to do the right thing. And that's
exactly
in all things in my life. And I know getting married is the right thing to do. I know it's the will of Allah, so I know it's something that I'll be successful in going forth with. That's pretty
much
it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then, you know, also, you know, I wanted to say congratulations to you and Sister Darquelle. You know, I am happy for the both of you, and may Allah bless you.
Don't congratulate us yet. She still hasn't cooked bean soup because if she scorched that, she out of here.
Okay.
After the bean soup, then you can congratulate us. Ain't nothing guaranteed yet. That's a deal breaker.
Okay, so when she passed the test,
then you can congratulate us.
Okay,
she's on a probationary period until we can
okay.
get to do with her with the bean soup.
Okay, so Sister Doctor, you have that? You working on that, sir?
Sister, I'm an MGT for 20 years. I don't have to work on my bean soup. My bean
yes,
soup is fine.
Ma'am. Yes,
I've never scorched it in my life,
know,
and it ain't finna happen now.
It's a lot of sisters been in the mosque 20, 25 plus years, and they've been burning bean soup for 20 years.
I got people that can bear me witness. Everybody know in LA knows Sister Darquelle gets down in the kitchen, so we ain't having no
all
issue.
Right.
So thank you. Thank you for the congratulations. It's a wrap.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
I want to say, the Brother Crystals, you know, I started writing that book. What's it called? Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. I was talking about the sister during the first couple of weeks or months of marriage, whatever. She burned the bean soup and almost burned the house down.
Yeah, he has a scorched bean soup and Graham. He don't play that.
That's Graham. Let's be real. If the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, how long are we gonna
okay.
be married? Think about that. On a real level, if
okay.
if we really if that's like the home base, you know, when we come home, the food should be nice. Now, one thing about a man, and I'm not justifying it, but if something's not right at home, he's gonna go out elsewhere. And I shouldn't have to come home to leave back out and go to the salon, is what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
So, confident in Sister Darquelle, but I like to speak general for all sisters that's trying to get married. If you know your cooking ain't on point, you need to step your game up.
Okay.
Everybody can cook spaghetti. Now, I ain't talking about boiling spaghetti. I ain't talking about, you know, I'm talking about stuff that takes time and you have to put seasoning in it and, you know, your skills have to come into play. Anybody could boil
okay.
some pasta, instant oatmeal, all that stuff, turkey sandwich. No, we talk about really cooking.
Okay. All right, now, listeners, now, he just put it out there for everybody, so, you know, we have to make sure that when we qualify, you know, ourselves,
mm-hmm.
we have to make sure that we know how to cook.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
We got that.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, just going back thinking, you know, when you come into a relationship, I hear a lot of people say that it's best for you to be friends first.
Let me tell you something. I would not even
okay.
consider Darquelle if we didn't have, like, see, we able to, like, what I'm saying now, me and her trip like this. And if I couldn't
okay.
joke with her like this and we wasn't friends, I wouldn't be confident in us having any kind of longevity.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to share something my father told me before he passed. He said that you can love a woman, but if you don't like her, you won't be with her because she has to be
That's
your
true.
Friend first. Because once the sex and all the physical is gone, if you can't be with her beyond that, it's over with. So I think being friends first is a prerequisite. And before we get into these relationships, we need to build some kind of friendships. And if you can't be a friend with this brother or sister, then that should be the telltale signs that you should move on. Not all this, like, sometimes we leave each other alone based on the baggage we have. All come with baggage, so you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't gel with this person as a friend, then you need to move around. You need to look somewhere else.
That's right. I agree.
Now, Sister Marilyn, that's my little brother, Crystal. He represents Chicago. You hear that, don't it?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Represent the east side, 7351 South Stony Island.
That's what I'm talking about. So Chicago is definitely the house.
Yes, sir. Anything, Sister Darquel, you want to add to what Brother Crystal said?
Yeah,
tell her how much you're in love with me.
Brother Christos is my king. I am deeply in love with him. He was talking about being friends. He was talking about being friends.
Hey, listen, yeah. Brother Christos, serious. Don't you play. He's serious, though.
Oh, he's serious. That's one reason that I am in love with him, because he is very serious. He jokes around and he plays, but even in his playing, he's speaking the truth and he's serious. And that's one thing that through us being friends for this year and talking and communicating, not even on the level of courtship, just being friends, I know him and I know his consistency. And that's what has made me love him so much, because he is consistent.
I'm crazy all the time.
Consistently crazy. This is what I deal with 24 hours a day, this right here. But it's funny, because prior to Brother Christos and I saying, okay, we're going to do this courtship, I had told, most people know that Sister Rhonda and I are very close. We're very, very close. And I told her, we were talking about courting, and I told her, I said, I am not going into courtship with anyone unless I've been friends with them for a minute, to where I know something about them and on a deeper level. I was not entering into a courtship with someone that I didn't know. And so that's what made this so perfect, because we had been, like you said, we had been friends and talking for a year. I knew him even before we ended up saying, you know, agreeing to court. Other people peeped us out when we would be in the groups playing. You know, we were known as the class clowns in our other singles group. So everybody, you know, a sister hit him in his inbox saying, you need to marry Sister Darquel. I didn't know anything about this, but other people were seeing this. I wasn't paying any attention to it, but other people were seeing it. And
yes,
so that's how platonic and how innocent it was. We were just friends. And we actually ended up, like he said, you know, he had a misunderstanding thinking that I wouldn't relocate to his city. And how this misunderstanding got solved was because something happened on a thread in one of the groups. And I ended up hitting them. Somebody got upset, and I ended up hitting them saying, you know, because whenever we saw each other upset, we would go in the inbox, hit each other, and be like, you know, calm down, this, that, and the other. So I saw that he was about to, I know him, so I saw he was about to get in somebody's butt. And I was like, just leave it alone, calm down. Such and such called me, you know, they upset. And he was like, called you? What the hell he calling you for? And I ended up telling him, you know, that's my old courtship partner. He was like, what the? Okay, wait a minute. You was going to relocate? And I was like, yeah, why wouldn't I?
Can I pick up from right here? Let me pick up from right here.
Hold on, because
I feel like if you're going to walk away with some information, you got to have the details, the accurate core. So this is what happened. She was courting a crank, and when don't laugh, Sister Darquel. He was a crank.
People know him.
Anyway, hey, I could tell a crank when I see one. It's just like a duck. When you see a duck, it got feathers and it got webbed feet. That's a duck. It didn't have to tell me it was a duck. It didn't have to inbox me and tell me it was a duck. It didn't have to call me. This is direct observation. It's called empirical knowledge. So anyway, so she tells me this brother called her. I said, called you? What is a brother doing calling your phone? Oh, that's my ex-court. So wait a minute. He's from Chicago. You was going to move to Chicago to be with him?
So I just had to save her from messing around with all these flawed brothers. I say, I got to step in. I got to just take her. If she's going to move to Chicago, she might as well be me. I mean, literally, that's what I said to myself. I may have been arrogant at the time, but my arrogance is what got me her. I said, look, if you're going to do that, you might as well be with me. And we could work it out. We've been talking for this long, so let's see if we're on the same page as far as it goes with courtship. Now, this is the best advice I could give anybody in talking or trying to court somebody. Just come straight out in the beginning and say what you go for, what you don't go for, what it is, so you don't have to waste each other's time. And I just told her what I asked her how long she felt a courtship should go. I just conveyed my standard. I wanted to see what her standard was, if we wanted the same things out of life. But we had been conveying these things. One thing I'm kind of glad about is, even though I joke and I'm off the wall, me and Sister Darquelle's conversation in our inboxes was totally kosher. Like, we never flirted with each other at all, because what we did when we tried to figure out how we met, we went all the way back into our messages. And I was like, if you really look at it, we didn't slip up at all. We didn't flirt with each other. We didn't, you know, we kept it real kosher, so I feel like we got the proper foundation. That's one of the main reasons I wanted to talk to her, because I knew our interactions was on the right level. I have been getting inboxed from sisters previously before, and it was not so kosher. So,
okay.
People, they try to, in an indirect manner, kind of let you know that, you know, brother, you could come whatever, you know. I mean, everybody got their subtle ways of letting you know things.
Yes, sir.
Sister Darquelle, one day I told her that she had a picture I liked, and I was trying to bait her into seeing how far she would go. And this is what she said. I said, you know, you got a picture I like. She said, oh, yes, sir. So I'm like, damn, that's all I get is a yes, sir. But I like that because she wasn't going to cross any boundaries with me at all. And she never did, no matter what. So that was very attractive. You know what I'm saying? That really was attractive. So, and that's a point I made in another group when I was telling my story, is that what y'all got to remember is our interactions was kosher. We was both acting like Muslims. Like, we may have got on the phone and start getting silly, but when we was inboxing, it was nothing that was off brand in that. Nothing that was subtle, or it was all by the book. And I'm glad we did that, because we got a righteous foundation. Because, you know, you go out how you start off.
That's right. I agree. You're right.
I believe
right
in my first court, the first sister I courted, in the beginning, it was a lot of well, it wasn't so kosher. it was a little bit more, I think because the sister couldn't grab me with the teaching, she had to grab me another way and hold my attention another way. Now, it definitely held my attention, but it wasn't the right way to get my attention. So when a woman acted like a Muslim, it was attractive, because she held her clean glass up to somebody's dirty glass, and it made it simple. That's the best way to put it.
Praise be to Allah. Okay, now we're going to, I guess we can go ahead, Brother Caesar. Do we have anybody out there want to ask any questions?
Yeah, hold on for one second.
Okay.
You have a caller. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
It's caller area code 323. Area code 323.
Somebody from LA.
That's Cali. Wow.
You can go ahead, speaker. Talk. Okay. Let's see. We got 323. 323, are you there? I guess they don't want to speak.
Sometimes people call in to see where we at with the conversation before they jump in. You know, it's the same.
I have a question mark by that person's name, 323. You got a question? You can go ahead and speak. You know you're okay. I guess.
Okay. I guess when they're ready to speak, then you know they'll go ahead and
They stalking the phone calls like they stalk the group. You know, you got a gang of people to be in the group to just stalk posts and don't never, you know, participate. But you know they stalking the posts because they'll like your stuff and you'll be like, where this person come from?
I can see that. I can see everyone right now. I can see them all, man. I can see them all.
Yeah, so just allow them to stalk the conversation. They'll be able to get something out of it also.
Right, right.
Yes.
This is no different than a group. You got a handful of people that's active and a bunch of people that just watch us.
Right, right.
That's what goes on. So let's entertain their ego for the time being.
Yes, sir. All right, Brother Crystal, this is for you. Let's go back to that day, that special day when you had decided to, you know, talk that question to Sister Darquelle.
Y'all really ain't ready for this one.
Oh, yeah, we are ready. Yes, we are. I mean, would you like to share, you know, with us, you know, that special day, that day?
Okay, Darquelle, you ready?
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure I got permission to speak because, you know, anything can come out. Well, I will be honest. Darquelle was verbally on the phone and just throughout Facebook, she was talking all the right stuff. She was just doing all the right stuff. And then I would go through her pictures and, you know, what people got to realize is the first attraction is physical. So even though being a believer or being an intellectual is a prerequisite, I still got to be able to come home to you every day and look at you. So
okay.
I seen pictures, but I knew I wanted her, but I knew I had to, like, see her before I made a decision. So one day we on Facebook, and I didn't know it was a video chat, so we video chatted. Once I got to see Darquelle, don't take this. You know, I just talk like this. You know, I apologize later. Once I saw my package, then I was like, yeah, I can do this. I'm cool. I could come home there every day. So that's when I knew I could marry her, and that's when I popped the question. But I don't want my marriage to be cheap, so even though I've asked Darquelle to marry me, I'm still going to propose to her again in person. So she has something that's memorable. I don't want her telling the story of our marriage and say, oh, he proposed on Facebook and it was so sweet. You know, he Skyped me. That's, you know, we need a little bit something more intimate than that. But I think women don't realize as men, we really simple. All we got to do is like you, be attracted to you, and that's it. What comes within the like is a lot. But once we realize we really like you for who you are and we can deal with you and we know we can argue with you and not feel like it's over after that argument, like it's just a formality, and we realize that we are physically attracted to you and you ain't burning up the bean soup, it's a no-brainer.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I hear you talking about that bean. So what about that pot, brother? What about the bean pot? That's what I want to know about.
I'm going to just keep it real. Let's go there. I don't know too many sisters that smoke on a pie. So what I'm saying is if you can get the bean soup down first, we can work on the pie. We can do the pie together. I'm a firm believer in if you ain't got something going on, we can get it going on, and I'm going to be proactive with you so you ain't got no excuses.
Okay.
If I want you to work out, I'm not going to tell you to work out. I'm going to pick you up. We going to the gym together.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
If your cooking sucks, we going to sit in the kitchen together and get it right.
Sister Darquelle. Sister Darquelle? Am I saying the name correct? My accent gets in the way. Listen. Sister, you gonna bring my little brother to Mississippi? I know you gotta bring him to Mississippi. I know you can't just go skip the Chicago and don't bring them to Mississippi.
I'm actually supposed to be coming to Mississippi. You know, my father was from Mississippi. He was from Laurel. I don't know how far.
Brother, I think you told me that before.
She just messaged me. She said she got disconnected. Y'all need to call her back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm 323.
I just got the message.
Oh, okay.
She was
okay,
a 323.
Okay, let me call her back real quick. I got
they
you.
Okay.
Yeah, let me let her know she about they about to call her back because she just mentioned me said she can't hear anything.
Hey, okay. Carlos, I think I remember you. I remember you telling me about your father being from Mississippi. I remember you telling me.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So, Doc.
So your both got roots in Mississippi.
Oh
beautiful.
Yeah, Jackson, Mississippi, and Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm right in Jackson right now as we speak. Me and my cousin, DJ Caesar, we both from Chicago. With the roots
yeah.
of Mississippi.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what's up. Yeah, I see Caesar got a picture with Don Juan. It's obviously he from Chicago. That's obvious. That I ain't going to lie, that threw me off. I was like, who the hell is this in the group? I said, Dad, we got pimps in the group. Now it's going down. I'm just keeping it. Hey, man, you can't have a perm and tell me and don't tell me you ain't no player. You can't do that.
I'm not a player.
You just crush a lot, huh?
No, I'm not a fan at all, man. I used to dance back in the days. That was me back in the days. But, yeah, I cut my hair off. That hair you see right there right now, it's not there anymore. I cut my hair the other day. So,
oh, okay.
I'm like,
okay.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to
Allah. Listen, I'm going to make a trip. I'm going to make a trip to see my big cousin, man, and just see his new haircut, man. This is going to be interesting. Hey, listen, that's a 3-hour drive for me. I'm going to take that damn 3-hour drive just to see your haircut, Big C's.
All right. I'll be looking for you. Did I get her on the phone yet?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, cool.
Sister Dequell, you're back with
yes.
us. I'm glad you're back with us. When are you going to bring my little brother to Mississippi? That's what I want to know.
Well, actually, I'm going to be down there. I'm driving down there next month when the children get out of school. And I'll be there for a little while. My children are going to stay the summer down there while I head to Chicago to get everything set up for us. And then Chris and I will go back down and hang out for maybe a week or so and before we head back to Chicago.
Now, I'm going to tell you all something. I'm going to make this known. I don't know how many listeners or witnesses I have. When you go back to Chicago, when you go to Mississippi, drop your children off and go to Chicago, and Brother Christos, you my witness. Sister Darquelle, I want you and Brother Christos, go to a Jamaican restaurant and bring me a jerk chicken plate back.
Oh,
yes, sir. I got you.
Just put it in the freezer. Just bring it back to you, Brother Rakim.
Yeah,
I would love to meet with both of y'all. And,
I need to interject something real quick on a serious note. Can I say something on a serious note?
Yes, sir.
You know, when you're part of a group or a phone call and you're chiming in and you're not participating and you're just listening or watching, it's almost disrespectful because you're acting like you're so above the group that you're not going to get in, but you would rather sit back and be entertained. And I want to say that for those that's on the phone that's not saying nothing, those that's in the group that don't participate, you know, you acting like you are so exclusive that you can't be a part of what we going on, like we talking about something that's not righteous or kosher. So either stop calling in or excuse yourself. Because it really ain't cool. Because we're not here for your entertainment. We may be joking, but this ain't for your entertainment. I just really had to put that out there.
Chris is a big stickler for that. He talks about that all the time. He really dislikes that.
When I first heard the brother, or spoke to the brother, I said, I got to adopt this little brother. I gotta adopt this brother, cause this brother got a kindred spirit to mine. He don't give a damn. He gonna say what he wants.
Exactly. Exactly.
That stuff ain't cool though. It really not.
Brother Chris Stout.
I'm gonna be Chris Stout for the day. Let's do. I'm Chris Stout for the day. We ain't correcting that. We gonna keep that for right now. Right
hey,
now.
Hey, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. How do you say your name, man? I'm sorry. Maybe I can't hear you good. I don't know what's going on. But how do you say your name?
It's actually Christos. It's the Greek form of Christ. You can't forget that.
Christos. Okay, I got you. Christos. Okay, I got you. Christos.
Put the S on the end.
Christos.
Oh, better, man.
Yeah. I like Christos means. That means the black one.
There you go.
Okay. The black one.
Whatever y'all want. Whatever. Hey, I'm with it. Whatever it's gonna be right now, I'm with it.
Hey, man, I agree with you. I don't like that either. I don't like people just sitting on the phone, not saying anything, ear pimping. I don't like that either. I'm just like you, brother. So I agree with you 100%.
I got something. Since we're talking about marriage, let me say this.
Okay.
This is why y'all not married, because y'all just sit back and watch. And then you get in the group. Hold on. Don't laugh. Then you get in the group. And you ain't got no pictures of yourself, but you talking about you want to be married. You out of your mind.
Right.
You got to be.
Right.
You out your right and left mind. So you in the group with no pictures of yourself whatsoever. Then when you do post in the group, it's some old crazy judgmental mess. And then we can't see you and don't know who you are. So it's like you throw a rock and hide your hand. Now
wow.
Let me tell you something. I have recently became an administrator of a singles group, and I'm just saying this now. I'm about to start deleting you, Frank. Y'all about to, this today y'all last day. I'm saying it verbally. If you are in on this phone call and you are in single to courtship to marriage, if you don't have a profile pic, you out of here tonight. You gone. You out of here.
And he is not joking. Well.
Because you're not trying to do what the group is. If the group is called Nation Building, how can we build a nation if we don't know who you are? But you're supposed to be registered, or you're supposed to be part of our mob, but you're hiding yourself. I'm going to ride y'all till it's over with. Because I got to let y'all can't listen to us and leave from this conversation feeling good about yourself. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not
gonna
happen.
Okay. Can I just ask the couple?
Yeah.
This is Sister Gidget.
Sister
Gidget,
what's that?
And Sister Darquelle, have y'all set a date?
Well, you know, I'm trying to drag this bachelor thing out as long as I can, so. So basically, this how it's going. You know, I'm gonna do the typical brother thing. I'm gonna keep it going until she nag me about it. Then I'm gonna be like, okay, we'll do it now. Damn.
Sister Gidget, we will have a date set when I get there next week.
Yeah.
Don't make me tell on you. Okay, don't make me tell on you.
We will have a date set by the time I leave there. Tuesday of the following week. I get there Friday, and by the time I leave Wednesday morning, we will have a date set.
Okay. I'm going to snitch on Brother Christos because he know better talking about trying to drag this bachelor thing out. I was about to tell him.
No, that's why you gotta know him. I know my man, and I know when he's joking.
No, she act like she's finna tell on me about something. Go ahead, and put me on blast. What you about to say?
That's the wrong way to go. Be ready.
Remember, I'm having a conversation with my little
Uh-oh.
Brother.
Go ahead, and tell on me. I can't wait to hear what you say.
About he couldn't wait to get married and how he was looking. Particular sister, and I think this was a month ago, but if I'm not mistaken, that particular sister that you was looking at, I think her name is Jacquel? Yeah, yeah, that one. Yeah.
You know what? Let me correct you. Since then, I turned over a new leaf. Back then, I was a liar. I'm not a liar no more. I was a total liar back then. I was delusional and insecure, and I like to fabricate stuff. It just so happened that I just ended up with Darkwell. You know, I really wasn't looking at her back then at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she alright, you know what I'm saying?
Chris,
this is my question. I got a question. Where would this marriage take place? Since both of y'all got the roots in Mississippi, where would the marriage take place? Because I really want to have somewhere. I don't know how to dance, but I want to have somewhere I can dance, you know, Mississippi, you know, for a wedding. You know what I'm saying?
Well, on a serious note, I would like to get married at the mosque, but I know that I don't want to say it's a waiting list or nothing, but you have to let them know way in advance because there's something always going on at the mosque to where, you know, they're just not going to marry you at the mosque anytime you want. But I would like to get married at the mosque. I'm really not for just some going downtown, getting married, and, you know, that simple. We don't have to spend a lot of money, but I still would like to be married by a minister at the mosque because we Muslim.
Okay.
And I would like to take pictures in my suit and her in her garment. But that's the plan. But if it doesn't go plan like that, then we'll do whatever we got to do because it's going to get done. It's going to get done.
Okay. Okay.
So like I told her,
okay.
We could do it via Skype. I just had a minister, you know what I'm saying, on my laptop. And
Silly.
I'm just saying.
Okay. It's going to get done either way.
It's going to get done.
Yes,
get you one line. I'm ready to get married.
Well, you know, we're getting close to that time. And, Brother Caesar, could you, is there anybody want to ask any questions or do we have anybody out there?
I have a question from 253. Eric code 253.
253 gonna get deleted.
253.
We got quite a few people in the group right now, but 253.
Right.
We got 253. They have a question mark by their name and by their telephone number.
Okay.
I guess you don't want to speak. Okay. I'm going to play a song right now. I'm going to go to a song right quick. This is one of my artists, Nikki Nicole Allen. She's actually a real close friend. We went to school together through kindergarten through 12th grade, and this is a good friend of mine. She's one of my artists. She's from California, and the song is called I Don't Want You No More.
You hear that, Doc Ware? You got to get on that too. If all the sisters
burn the bean soup. You don't want to burn the bean soup. That's a new song. Who do you think you are? Come here, steal my heart. Thinking you can do what you want to do. Thinking
calling when I don't want you. Hey, that's my girl right there, guys. Hey, check her out. She's on tour right now with Janet Jackson. She's one of the Beg Up dancers. She's a great girl, and she's out of sight.
All right.
All right. Thank you. All right. I guess we have, like, what, about 2 or 3 more minutes. Any close-out remarks, Brother Crystal and Sister Darquel? Could you?
Hey, whoa. We got 2 or 3 more minutes. We got 59 more minutes.
Are you serious? Wait, hold up. I'm probably looking at the time, bro. I'm looking at.
Hey, I didn't get on this conference call for no 10 minutes, man. Let's go.
Hey, I apologize. I was looking at my time wrong. I apologize. I'm sorry. But do we have anybody who want to ask any questions out of any listeners? Brother Caesar, do we have anybody? I guess we can try this again.
Are they actually on the phone listening, or is something wrong with it where maybe they can't talk? Is everything okay with the connection? Do we know for a fact that they're on the conference call and just not saying nothing?
Okay, for some reason, Brother Crystal, you have like an echo in the back every time you talk.
You know what I'm going to do? I hear that too.
Turn your volume down, babe.
No, even when I turn my volume down, I can hear it.
No, it's me. Is that better?
Let me ask you this. Can I call back in at this number?
Is it
okay,
better?
Okay, I think that sounds better.
You're good.
That's better.
Good.
It was me. Because because we're talking to you guys, but we're also on video chat, so the volume was up to high.
Yeah, we're looking at him as we're talking.
We
so committed, we on the phone and looking at each other.
Okay. Okay. So, now, could you share with us why, you know, marriage is so important to us, you know, those who are in the nation, why marriage is so important to us?
Well, I just recently had a situation that I posted in another group. Well, a sister I grew up with, she's actually was Muslim. Her name was Fatima Alameen, and she just recently died of AIDS. And she was Muslim, and she was out here. Is the phone ringing?
Yeah, I hear a phone ringing, too.
That's Sister Gidget. I'm calling her back.
Okay.
I'm not saying because of that situation, it makes me think that marriage is important, but we see that unless we don't come together and deal with one person and commit to them, going out and doing all that other stuff, not even AIDS, but it brings us extra drama, just a lot of problems we don't need. That's just on a superficial level. But me, myself, I just feel like I can only speak for myself. I just feel like it's time to grow up. And you got to commit to something. You know, the way you do one thing is how you do everything. So you can't be committed to your Islam and not committed to your wife, and committed to your wife but not committed to your work. It's a principle, period. And even though we always say it's half our faith, like it's cliche, that's a real deep reason right there, because we in this Islam trying to get to a certain goal, and marriage is half of that. So we think if we study, we eating our one meal a day, we praying 5 times a day, and we still missing 50% of our Islam. So if we really committed to, and I won't even bring Islam into this, because we got people that may not be Muslim, and marriage is still important, whether you're Muslim or not.
Yes, it is.
You know, the goal is to become one. If you're walking around by yourself, you have. The minister say if a man doesn't have a wife, he's handicapped. And for a man like me that has vision and I want to accomplish things in life, I can't be handicapped accomplishing these things. And I would say this, in the short time that I have been talking to Sister Darquel and just being able to express myself to her, she has already been a helpmeet to me and an inspiration to me for me to just do things, and we're not even physically together yet.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that lets me know what me and I think what makes me and Sister Darquelle's union so good is because we both on each end try to play our roles. Like, mm-hmm. I told Sister Darquelle today I had a problem with something. And I said, I have a problem with this. And she said, yes, sir, I'll fix it. And then I said, if there's anything you have a problem with that I got going on, just let me know and I'll change it and I'll fix it. It's no argument mm-hmm. in there. I'm not going to explain or justify my wrong. If I'm doing something I know she's uncomfortable with, we together in this. So instead of justifying or explaining and saying, well, baby, I didn't mean nothing, I just need to change it because I mm-hmm. want my dealings with her to be as easy and peaceful as possible. So we off to a good start. I told her that you really don't know nobody till you argue with them. So, of course, me, myself, I kick off arguments. You know, I just start to see what's going to happen. You know, I'm a scientist. The only way you know about things is if you experiment. So I'm like, let me throw this at her, see what she do. Let me throw this at her, see what she do. I need to know if it's not so much I need to see how belligerent or crazy she get if we argue, and I just need to know that we can argue and we can rectify the situation. We could talk to each other in a manner to where we don't have to get loud. We're not cursing at each other. Mm-hmm. So I've thrown her a couple of curveballs. She knocked them boys out the park. That's the best, you know.
Okay.
So Sister Darquelle is on her stuff. Until we get to this cooking, we're going to see what's up. That's the last final, that's the last test. When she passed that, I might marry her on the spot. You never know. But to be honest with you, you all are asking for a date. I'll be honest with you, we might be married when she come down here and visit. You never know. It just depends on how everything goes. But, no, in reality, I'm not trying to drag this on. I've been waiting for this for a while. It's not that I've been waiting to get married. I've been waiting to get married to the right person or who I feel like is for me. And I was hesitant in the beginning. She'll tell you that when we first start talking, I wouldn't get on the phone with her. I only message her through on Facebook because I really wasn't. I was kind of leery of getting married all over again based on past situations. And I was telling my brothers in the mosque, like, yeah, I got this Sister Darquelle trying to get with me. I'm not finna marry her. She must be out of her mind. And every time we talk, and I would come with excuses. I would be like, well, I don't want to get married because of this. And then she would come with some truth that I couldn't say nothing to. I would have to submit every time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to get married because this, that, and the other. Well, you can't do nothing by yourself, and if you're trying to do this, you're going to need somebody else anyway. And then she had me sitting there going, right. So then the next day I try to come up with something else, like I got to come up with something. Darquelle would not let me make any excuses about getting married. She didn't force anything on me, but she would not let me make excuses, little boy excuses about why I didn't want to do stuff. And I really like that because it let me know that she gonna fight for it. She's really in it, and that's all you really want. That's all you really want to know is that the person that you're about to marry is in it as much as you are in it. So it doesn't prohibit you from expressing yourself as much as you want to express yourself because you know you'll be reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Sister Darquelle, we go back tit for tat on. Instead of fighting each other, we go tit for tat on showing each other how much we love each other. It's like a tit for tat thing. Show me something, I go, oh, I got to show her now. Then I show her something, the next thing I know, she doing something. And I'm like, whoa! So, you know, it's a great thing.
Okay.
Darquelle is doing a thing.
Okay. Always on her pulse.
Do that a lot, Sister Darquelle. That's my D queen.
Yes, praise be to Allah.
Yes. And the same for you, Sister Darquelle, you know, why do you think is very important, you know, for us to, you know, be married? Why is marriage is so important?
In addition to what Brother Christo said, for me, a big factor is my children. My children need to see an example of an Islamic couple. My children need to see how important marriage is in Islam, and they need to have a proper example of a mother and a father living in a home together and practicing their Islam. Because of my divorce, I have an older son that was saying, I'm not having no children because of what he's been through due to the divorce. Then I have my middle son was saying, I ain't getting married. And I don't want that for them. I had to sit them down and explain to them how marriage is half of their faith and why it is that. And so it's just time that they need to see a husband and a wife together, proving to them how serious their Islam is and why it's so important to live according to these laws. Because we know, like the minister has told us, a time is going to come, and I think that time is either here or is very near to where our children are going to take our heads off because they're going to see our hypocrisy. They don't want to hear all this preaching and teaching of what you should do, what you need to do, what we're supposed to do. They want to see you doing it.
Because they're not dummies these days. These children are not stupid by a long shot. And when
exactly.
You have children, even though I'm thinking of myself when I'm marrying sister, I'm thinking of my children. Like, my life is not about me anymore, pretty much.
Right.
And
exactly.
I have six girls, and I don't want them seeing their father testing, courting a lot of different sisters and testing sisters out so they think it's okay for a brother to test them out. I want to show them that a man is supposed to, if he's committed to you, he should do these things. He would do these things for you. He wouldn't talk to you in this manner. And it's one thing to sit my daughters down and always preach to them, but it's another thing to be the example and have them see that. Have them at my house and my wife is got a headpiece on. It's not so much that I just want them to throw a headpiece on immediately because I done married a Muslim, but I want them to be able to make their own choice, but at least I gave them that option.
That's
you know,
right.
I gave them the example. So it's like that's one of the main things me and sister talk about. We realize it's like bigger than us. That we together for each other, but at the same time, one thing I told Sister Darquelle is she has a younger daughter and a younger son and an older son. So because I have children, I know the ramifications of what could happen in the children due to our positive or negative union. I'm thinking of them. I told her, I'm thinking of them first before I even think of your feelings, meaning I won't do something to make Darquelle feel good if I know it affects the children. Because I have children of my own, and if I'm going to marry this sister, I'm taking on her children also. So I have to have their best interests in mind, and I can't put my children over her children. We all big one happy family now. So I'm concerned about how they view me, how I'm presented to them, how we present the marriage to them. And that's pretty much it. But getting married is a science, and the job is not no joke. You know, when you're talking about it, it's all cool. But then when you're really in it and it's a day-to-day thing, you realize, oh, this is a job. Not to be on my stuff. I make sure I make her feel secure. I can't have sisters all on my page talking reckless. I know it's just Facebook, but I need to delete that or tell sister, you know, you don't need to be on my page with that. I'm in a fourth shift right now, and I need to make this sister feel secure. And I'm not with you. You know, you have to understand where I'm coming from, and if you can't understand that, then you just got to go. And even though I'm talking about Facebook, that's period. Anybody in my life, they have to realize that this is an endeavor I'm in. You're not going to rock that boat. Right now, you need to fall back. But I have to be very mindful of my fiance's feelings.
Okay.
See why I love him?
I see. And you know what, Brother Crystal had brought up a good point as far as, you know, with Facebook, you know, because I've, you know, spoke with a lot of, you know, believers and a lot of people, you know, as far as, you know, when you have two people as you know, a married couple, and both of them have a separate Facebook account, and you know, you're going to have tendency of, you know, sisters probably going to, you know, put something on your page, or a brother might put something on your page, but, you know, how do you, you know, deal with that situation?
Oh, that's a perfect question right there.
Yes, sir.
I started taking a liking to Sister Darquelle, I had seen brothers wasn't putting anything appropriate on her inappropriate on her page, but I told her, at this point, I'm uncomfortable that they feel comfortable enough to just put anything on your page. So you either delete Dave Behinds or you inbox them and let them know, like, look, I'm about to get married and you doing a little bit too much right now. I understand me and you don't have nothing going on, but this man need to feel a certain way if he going to marry me, and I can't have you messing up my stuff. And I have a I have a client of mine, you know, I cut hair, so I had a female client one day. She got on my page and said, what did she say, Doc Well? She said, hey, love.
Good morning, love. Good morning, love.
And I had to, like, I didn't want to bash her. I had to let her know in a little way, like, that ain't cool. So I told her, you know, I don't need that kind of attention, blase, skippy. And she just kept going on, like, you know you love this kind of attention. So I said, so I messaged Doc Well and said, what you see, don't let that sway you, because she's a client and she's a fool, and I will chop her up in front of you. And Doc Well was like, we both single right now. It's not like you have to do all that, but I expressed to her, like, you don't have to save face. I'm going to do what I need to do to make you feel secure. It's not a problem.
So, and mind you, this was only the second day that we had started talking, and he was already taking that role.
Okay.
So just yesterday, she posted on my page again. So what happened was I posted a picture of my barber station, and I put above it, do for self. And Doc Well posted on the page and said, this is an excellent picture. The final call next to it really sets it off. And then the same sister comes under Doc Well and says, hey, you, I'm in need of your services. So I said, okay, here we go again. So you know, I'm a pretty popular brother, you know. I just, it's just what it is. I don't know what, you know. It's just what it is, you know. So, but at the same time, that it don't go to my head. It don't mean nothing to me. I take offense to it because I look at sisters and go, if you feel like you could come to me that way, then you feel like I'm just that easy. So I don't, it don't feed my ego and make me feel like you just think I'm going to just go for you. And you see all this Muslim stuff on my page, and you just thinking I'm going to go for you because you acting fast about it. So after she put the post, I basically addressed Doc Well and her in the same post and told Doc Well, at Doc Well, you are my muse, letting her know she's my inspiration for working. Then told her sister, yes, I might be opening up the shop Monday. Check with your other sister and see if she needs a service also, and I'll service you both. I kept it professional. So based on what she saw, she realized that she wasn't my muse, that she's just a client, and she needed to keep it clean. And that's what she did, didn't she, Doc Well? She got the message.
Yes, sir, she did.
And if you see her, the picture Doc Well had up, she had like this. I mean, if you look at Sister Doc Well, you could tell she halfway crazy, like she might do something to you. So I'm pretty sure she got the message. Like, who is this Doc Well? Oh, look at her picture. She looked kind of halfway crazy, like she'll do something. So I picked Doc Well because I knew if I told a sister to leave me alone and she kept going, I got the kind of wife that'll cuss somebody out the way I would, and I don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, we're so much alike.
Doc Well is like the female version of me. I know she going to go ham. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I need that in certain situations. But I would
say
that
true.
Facebook will get you in trouble, and if you're not secure in what you got going on, Facebook will cause chaos and disunity amongst your marriage, your courtship, or even just friendships.
She's still on.
Gidget, where you at?
And
Sister Gidget, do you remember in the past I put a post on my page and I said, if you are a male and you block and delete another male, you a faggot? And you was like, whoa. Well, my point was saying this. If we grown men, what is it that is so, what do we have between us that's so bad you got to block and delete me? Like, it's almost like some female stuff. And I don't, like.
Wait, no.
Let me put that in context. I don't want to say it's no female. I don't want to say it's no female stuff because I believe sisters shouldn't be deleting and blocking each other either. But I will say it's some sissy boy stuff. There you go. Whatever. I won't put it on the female. I just say it's a certain type of male that does that. But I feel like to delete and block another brother, like, what could be so deep amongst us that you just can't see me no more? And then I find out you're not on my page when I try to hit you up or something, and then I don't even know we was mad at each other. So Facebook, right, to me, sometimes it's like, it's positive sometimes. Like, what I like about it is I wouldn't even know you all if it wasn't for Facebook. And because now I know you all, I got new friends that I like. I would have never met Sister Darkwell.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of it, it's very, sometimes a lot of nigga business come in on it, if that makes sense. I'm sure everybody's been on Facebook. Like, what is this all about? You know, it's like, it's just sometimes. But I definitely think you need to be secure in your relationship if both of you all are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come to Darkwell about stuff I don't like, she fixes it. When she comes to me about stuff she don't like, I fix it. And as long as you, now, I'm not trying to put nobody on blast, but the reason my last courtship ended is because that sister had a problem with sisters on my page, and I was looking at her page, and she was just requesting all types of brothers. I'm looking on her page, it's brothers with their shirts off. So I'm like, wait a minute. You can't come to me about this, and you got all this going on. Like, this is one-sided. You could post hearts on my page. I post hearts on your page. You make it seem like we not even together. Like, it's something weird I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So I realized I wasn't being reciprocated, that I was in it and they wasn't. Me, I think they was in a Facebook relationship, and I thought it was for real.
Well, going back to what you were saying, you know, Brother Crystal, as far as being secure, and you know, that's an excellent point. And I know that when you're in a relationship and you are in a committed relationship, and even, you know, with Facebook, and then, you know, because you have everybody from all walks of life, everybody from all over the world, and you know, you might have some, you know, sisters as your friends, you know, Sister Darkwell might have brothers as her friend too. But, you know, the whole key is making her feel secure, even though it's just, some people might say, well, it's just Facebook. But at the same time, you know, I'm listening to you, and that's beautiful, because I hear you saying making her feel secure, making her the number one, letting, you know, other, you know, sisters know that, hey, you know, you're not going to come in here and disrespect my queen. And could you let the listeners know how important that is to make your queen feel secure, the woman that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, the woman that you say that you committed to, the woman that you say that, you know, I love this woman. Could you, you know, let the listeners, could you explain that to them as far as making?
I'm going to share a conversation me and Darkwell had earlier.
Okay.
The minister said women are 75% of the problem. Brothers try to make that as women are the problem. But no, the problem is there for brothers to work out, not for sisters to work out on themselves. We supposed to be the head, and the problem is a lot of brothers are full of you know what, meaning you could tell who try to straddle the fence on Facebook. They may be with somebody, but they still leave themselves open for somebody else to creep in. Like, it's obvious, but if you really committed to your woman, you just won't have it going on, period. You won't even justify who that person is. You're not going to say that's a friend. You're just going to cut it. You're just going to end it. It's just, it's, some stuff is so simple, we try to tweak the teachings and tweak principles. Like, oh, she ain't nobody, baby, but then guess what? That sister come back up. And then that's, your wife is going, I said something about her all the way back in the beginning. The reason you was trying to draw me off her scent is because you were still getting a little attention from her, and you keeping her at bay just in case we don't work out, or just in case she get mad at me and want to double dip back. And that's why I was saying, I'm not saying I'm a perfect representation of what I represent, but I made up my mind that I was going to grow up and I wanted to play them kind of games. It wasn't just about getting married. It was like all that little split mess and all that little halfway in or something, I got to stop that. All that keeping my female friends because maybe they, you know, they entertain my ego because they show me they like me and drop by sometimes. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm still the man. No, that has to go. I want my wife to be in. I don't want that attention from them other females. Like I said, it makes me feel like to Darkwell, I'm a priority. To other sisters, I'm an option.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough for me to kick them to the curb and tell them, look, you got to go. You see, I'm with somebody. If you can't be respectful of what I got going on, you need to kick rock. I got female friends that are married, and I notice I don't hear from them a lot. I only hear from them when they're going through problems with their husband. So now recently I'm telling them, you know I'm engaged, right? I'm telling them that to see what their motive is in calling me in the first place. If me being engaged bothers you, that means you was looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny is nobody that I've told I was engaged has congratulated me. It's like, oh, you know, I guess, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't, but to brothers, like, there's a lecture Minister Jabril made, and he was talking about if you married, you need to buy your wife a gift every day. You need to buy, and that sounded ludicrous to me. You need to buy your wife a gift every day. But based on how your woman feels is how is the atmosphere you're going to have when you come home.
Mm-hmm.
When I call Rockwell, I ain't got time to be dealing with her and no attitude. Now, she going to get an attitude if I don't make her feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that concept. That's how the bean soup get burnt. You didn't tell sister on the Facebook stop getting on my page. So when sister's on the bean soup, she thinking about other things. She walking off from the soup. It's getting scorched now. No, I need my wife to be like, I'm on him. This is my man. I'm doing this for him. I don't want to come to Darkwell and she giving me 40%. I need 100%. So I got to give her my 100%. Now, I ain't going to lie. It's work. I do a lot of things I don't usually do. Darkwell know I don't sit on the phone and talk to people for hours. That's just not my style. I do not sit on the phone with people. But I sit on the phone with her because she my woman, you know. It is what it is. I ain't with all this video calling and sitting on the Facebook and looking at her just sitting. Like, sometimes we just sit on the phone. And she watching TV, I'm reading a book, but we just sitting on the phone together. And I'm thinking in my mind, I don't do this cute, sappy mess. But
yes, sir.
I had to ask myself, what am I willing to do? That's how I know she makes me feel a certain way, because I'm willing to do that. Anybody else, I ain't doing that. It's like 5 minutes. What's up? What you need? What you want? Huh? I'm at work. I'll call you later. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
I sit on the phone with this woman. I get sappy sometimes. I even post songs. Like, that ain't my style. I'm posting songs.
Yes, sir.
Hell, okay. If people knew that Christos was doing this stuff, man, I'd lose my platinum fan base. But the thing is, my point is, I got the one fan that I want, and that's the point. I don't need a platinum fan base. I want her as my number one fan. So it's like, you know what? I told her when I met her, I'm going to make you love me. So I obviously must have been doing good. I'm looking at her on the video chat now. She done let her hair down, so that must mean I'm talking some good stuff right now.
Okay.
Am I talking some good stuff right now, baby? You got your hair down. Oh.
He's wiping his mouth.
You might as well shake your shit, man. Shake your shit. Clap it up,
okay.
But see, my point is, even though I'm playing, this is how we play. This is how we keep our stuff going. I keep her laughing. You know, a woman will leave a man with some money for a brother that make her laugh all the time. Like, he takes care of me, girl, but Christos make me laugh all the time, girl. He ain't got nothing, but he's so funny. Ain't that right? He's crazy.
Yes, baby.
But I got something. We Crystal yes, same yes. broke by a long shot.
Yes, sir. I think Sister Gidget wanted to ask a question. Sister Gidget?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I just want to ask a question. So, Sister Darquelle.
Yes, ma'am.
Were you prepared for Brother Christo to propose? I mean, at that moment, how did you feel?
Actually, I was kind of prepared just because of the level that we were on already. And then when we were going through our old inboxes and we were analyzing the stuff we were talking about, and he was like, "Bae, do you know what we doing right now? Do you know what stage we at?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Where we at?" And I said, "Shit, we engaged, because look at our conversation. We done went through the courtship. We've done mm-hmm. this. We know each other. When you know each other, when you've been friends and you know each other, it's a lot of stuff that you can skip over that other people that are just meeting and starting the court have to go through."
Exactly.
So we didn't mm-hmm. have to go through all that stuff. We didn't have to do that. You know, people that meet and they start their courtship and they're in courtship for 3 months and they get engaged and they're engaged for 3 months. We didn't have to do all that because our foundation was already laid and strong. We know
that. So what happened was we was on the phone, and I'm sitting up here configuring my finances to move her to Chicago, and I'm like, "Wait a minute. How am I going to move you to Chicago if we just courting? That don't make no sense." Like,
yeah.
Uh-huh. How you coming out here next week? You going to class on Saturday? You getting your Travis letter? Like, what? Are we courting? "No, we not courting." And then we was like, man, me and Darquelle stuff is like, I don't want to say it's weird, but it just all...
It's different.
It just fell on
uh-huh.
us. Like,
yeah.
I can't even explain it. It's like I was, even when I was trying to run away from her, like, "Nah, I ain't messing with her. Mm-mm, I ain't going.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't doing this." It just was, things kept happening. And she'll tell you, I was hesitant and not trying to talk to her. I tried to keep it on. I wouldn't even text her. I kept it on Facebook. I was not trying to mess with her.
Mm-hmm.
But
I remember.
It was. Our relationship has been nothing but Allah. Allah has done this whole thing, and that's mm-hmm. what like somebody I said it on the post the other day. I said, you know, as far as me and Chris, I said, because the sister was saying she got a club, a brother in the head, and I was like, "Well, praise be to Allah, neither one of us had to club anybody in the head." I said, "Allah clubbed us in the head, knocked us out, dragged us next to each other. We woke up and was like, what the hell are you doing here next to me?"
I swear.
And that's just how it was. Allah did all this. We didn't even realize this was going on. We had no idea.
I got something else to share. It's time to be quiet now, Darquelle. You know, I'm about
okay,
to know
babe.
What I'm about to tell them now.
I know.
I'm about to tell them now.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how Darquelle got me.
Okay.
Sister, you know, we used to be in a group building all the time. And I used to see the stuff she was saying. I was like, oh, she rooted in the teachings. But I would wake up in the morning, and Darquelle had went back over the thread and would read everything I say and like it. So when I look at my notifications, all I seen was Darquelle. So then I was, hold on. I'm not even playing. This was every day. It was to the point she was liking so much of my stuff, I had to shout her out, like, "Shout out to Sister Darquelle for supporting me on all my posts."
Okay.
It was not a post I didn't make that she didn't like. It was not one post. She made sure. Now, hold on. She been saying it was unintentional. That's the only argument we got. Is she saying it's unintentional? I'm saying, nah, you knew what you was doing. So she liked my stuff for so long that it made me keep going back to her page and going, "Who is this Darquelle sister? Like, what the hell? Like, who is this sister?" And I used to tell believers, like, "This sister just keep liking my posts. Like, I don't even know who this chick is. Like, what is up with this Darquelle? You know her?" "Nah, I don't know her." So That's why I know it was Allah, because the whole time I wasn't trying to check stuff. I just like, you know what, let me just give her some props. So, you know, she quit liking my stuff every damn day. Like, I'm so tired of this. I'm just
yes,
tired of it. Darquell stayed on my mind to the point where I started paying attention to her. Then I said, you know what, let me sit back and watch this sister. Let me see what she's talking about. And
okay,
then I started telling her, like, oh, this is interesting, because Gigi could bear witness to this. One day I came in the group and I said, I found me one. I want Gigi to hook me up. Then Gigi was like, call me. And I started talking to Gigi on the phone. But I really did that to get a response out of somebody. The first thing Darquell did was hit me in my inbox, like, who you like? I'm gonna hook you up. I said, well, this is what I said. I said, if it was you, you just messed it all the way up. That was my way of telling her, I've been watching you. But it's not that she wasn't catching on. Darquell refused to pursue me. She was like, nah, if you like me, you're going to pursue me. I'm sorry. No matter what you say, you're going to pursue me. Then in another message I told her, you know, you've been representing right. If anybody I've been looking at is you. She's still not jumping. I'm like, I don't know, because I was used to sisters inboxing me so much. I guess, spoiled with that. I just figured she'll say something. Nope. I had to say something to Darquell. But I guess I was too arrogant to pursue her. I don't know what was going on, but this been going on for a whole year.
So we had a conversation about your pursuit of Darquell, because I was like, you're going to have to talk to her. And you're like, I ain't going to say nothing to her. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I so did. this is what I told Gigi. I said, I don't know about Darquell. She got a mouth, and I ain't dealing with no mouth.
Yep, she don't say, like, I said, but at least you'll know. You'll know.
So that's, I'm telling you, I was not trying to mess with Darquell. I was running from her. And Allah was like, okay, I'm gonna put it right here again. There you go. I got 18 likes the next morning. Oh, my God, here we go with the Darquell likes again. Jesus.
I'm telling you, brother, it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, whatever.
Word is bond. It was not. Even, and
man,
like I was saying, Sister Rhonda can bear me witness, because when he shouted me out on in the group, he was like, I want to give a shout out to Sister Darquell for always liking all my posts and supporting me. I thought, I was like, why the hell are you saying that? I don't be liking and stuff like that.
No, you weren't.
But
like, oh, it's working.
I was not intentionally, and that's why I said it was all a lie, because I'm like, babe, I rarely went on your page, and when I did, I would see something I would like it, and then it would make me scroll down to read more, and I like it, and then, you know, until I found something that was okay, and then I'd get off his page. But I'm like, I was not liking your stuff that much. And so he was like, the hell you wasn't. You was like, it's every damn thing. And so I'm like,
that
was not
so
me.
Cute.
It was all a lie. A lie was setting this up. I did not realize that
hell,
was going on.
I'm finna end this right now, sister. I'm finna end this right now. Ain't no spook God. So he wasn't liking it for you. You the one had to press the button.
Yes, I did
you
press the button.
When Darquell get to Chicago, I'm going to have a crock pot set up. Like, look, go for what you know. I done already put them on. Now you season, show me what you can do. Get it in. Or either I'm going to make her cook some at the crib and bring it here. Don't make it happen.
You know, so you won't have to wait? That's a good idea. So you won't have to wait for the bean soup? Have her cook some and bring it to you. That's how you do it.
Man, like I said, I would drag this on for 3 years. Cooking right. Drag this on. Y'all still engaged? Yep, when she get the bean soup right, I'll give you a date.
Like I said, by the time I leave there the following Tuesday, we'll have a date.
I need to make another observation. As soon as the brother say he finna get married, boy, all the sisters come out of nowhere.
Like,
where was you at when I was single? Now you're hitting me, and you know what's going on. I don't know what that's about, but I guess that's the test of faith. But as soon as the brother start getting committed, it come from, I mean, from everywhere.
And what they don't realize... when they do this with me and him, they setting themselves up for failure. Because we like the Earth's atmosphere. You try to come into this, you're going to get burnt. It's as simple as that. We don't play that.
We like to cuss people.
So we like to go off. We stay in a I wish a nigga would mode. That's just us. And that's why we so good together. Because we stay like that. Let somebody try to step up in this atmosphere.
I see my brother got some influence on Derek Quayle, man. She said, nigga, did you say nigga?
I wish a nigga would mode. We stay amped up on that mode. We wish. Bring it.
She being good because I'm being good. I had to promise that I wouldn't cuss before I got on the phone. I was like, okay, I got to get it together.
Yeah. You're doing good, babe.
Yes, sir. Everybody on the phone is positive. We all know each other. Ain't no need for that. I thought I had to go there when people wanted to keep being quiet, but I ain't worried about them. They what you call, what's that term, Darkwell? Non-effing factor.
Non-factor. They're a non-factor. Yeah.
Inconsequential. But I hope y'all entertain. That's all I can say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But, I just wanted to say that with Crystal, I constantly have to reflect every day. And my sisters that are in my inner circle, I tell them this all the time. It's like, it's almost like it's so good between he and I. It's like, and I constantly have to reflect on something that Brother Student Minister Robert said in a conference call we had. He said, everyone has a soulmate, and you'll know when that soulmate comes because everything will be pleasing to you. And that's just how it is with me and Chris. Everything is, I mean, there are little things that I don't like. Like I had it, he got tattoos all over, and that was something I was like, ugh, really? But it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me because everything is so perfect with us. I mean, the way he handles me, you've heard him talk, and people from Facebook would not think he was like this. You know, the part they see on Facebook, and that's what he and I talked about a long time ago. You can't really judge people from Facebook. You only gonna see one side. This side of him that you all are hearing, you all wouldn't know this from Facebook. You wouldn't know that he was so serious and he could be so committed in a relationship. You wouldn't know that, you would just think that he was another brother playing the inbox game, doing this and that. But no, Chris is nothing like that.
Play the inbox game. I'm not going to
lie. He's nothing like that. And you see, like he said, what attracted him to me was because I upheld my Islam. I don't play those games either. And so I hope if sisters don't learn anything else, they will learn to stay on their square and uphold their Islam. And in the end, if you do that, you'll be blessed with what you need and deserve. And it's as simple as that. Like the minister has said, following Islam is not hard. It really isn't hard. We make it hard.
Mm-hmm.
We make it hard because of stuff we want to do. We want to dip and do this. We want to do that and other. But it's not difficult. If you would just submit,
and you know what,
Allah will bless
you. Me or Doc Well are perfect Muslims. But the thing is, she represented herself for what she was. Like, I could see that she was striving, but she would have problems snapping on people in group. Basically, I seen her for what she was, not the rep. Like, other people, it was a representative. And I hate to say it, but the most of the sisters that put on the representative, they don't have no Islam. None. Like, once you pierce the veil, you realize, damn, they question the minister. They don't agree with this. And you like, wait a minute. I thought you was, I thought we was in the same. No, we not in the same. We don't got the same mindset at all. But at least with Darkwell, she didn't try to come off as perfect. Mm-hmm. I could feel for who she was. I knew that sometimes she could get moody, but you know why I didn't judge her? She's just like me. Sometimes you catch me on the wrong day, you might get blasted. You catch me on another day, I love you to death. That's who I am. So I like that I could see that she was striving, but at the same time, she wasn't trying to come across to me as she was this mm-hmm. perfect MGT. Like, I'd just be on it to the point. She represented herself for what she was, so even after she got comfortable, it wasn't like I'm like, oh, this is somebody different. It was the same person I always knew, same person I met.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. And I think, I'm going to tell you what's key in getting married. Instead of putting forth a representative, just be yourself, because there's somebody out there that wants you for who you are. And a lot of us mm-hmm. see past the representative and know, like, okay, they're putting too much up a front. I don't even want to look at them because I can't really see how they are. But
mm-hmm.
you're so scared to just be themselves, you don't realize that it's somebody that's looking for you to be yourself, and they like you for who you are because they realize, you know, I'm struggling too. Maybe they're struggling
mm-hmm.
with the same thing. I want to be with sister because we could work on this together. Instead of, oh, she's come across like, you know, she want a brother that's still 100 papers. Well, you can't want a brother that's still 100 papers when you don't even go to the mosque. But Facebook will fool
mm-hmm.
you by some pictures and some posts. You got people that post from the Holy Quran, always posting the teachings. You get on the phone with them, it's like, is this so-and-so? It's a whole nother thing. And that will disenchant you from, if you're trying to get married off Facebook, it would disenchant you from meeting another sister on Facebook. I was disenchanted to the point where I didn't care how much I like Sister Darkwell. I wasn't finna marry her. I'm like, I ain't going through this no more. Fine, whatever. Bye. Yeah, I'm gonna let them. You hit me in my. We talking anyway, Darkwell. I ain't trying to get married. I ain't got no money to get married. Well, we ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to grow out of that. It's like, it's not a woman thing. You know how they say women bring the past hurt to the new guy. Guys
mm-hmm.
do the same thing. It's not a woman thing. You could go through something with a woman, and then you get with this new woman, and you're trying to put the – you're looking at her like she the same sister you just dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sister was 21, and this sister is 39. That's – we dealing with two different maturity levels already. So I had to get past all of that stuff and look at Darkwell for who she was and ask
mm-hmm.
myself if somebody I could be committed to as far as the process go. And – like I said, it ain't like I, like we talking and it sounds like our relationship is so perfect, but we bump heads all the time. But it's the point of we get past that real fast. It's not even nothing we go to bed mad about. It's like, what's the problem? Right. Let's move past it, and we be on something else real quick. What I like about Darkwell is we can argue, and it's not really an argument. We may have differences, but we get past it so fast, we will not keep that stuff going. And that's
mm-hmm.
what it's going to take to really be with somebody. It's like making it past all them bumping your heads. Sometimes we get in an argument with our mate, and that's the key. If you're not friends with them, you're not going to have enough respect for them to either take low. Sometimes I could be dead right, but sometimes I might have to just go, right now, I submit. Just for the
mm-hmm.
sake of argument. Maybe I show her later, but right now I don't need to keep going back and forth for the sake of I want some peace. But because we're friends, I can do that. Because I know Darkwell don't always have to be right. No, it might be misunderstanding. But because we're friends, I can look. My father used to say this. You don't want to fall in love. You want to fall in understanding. Because you can understand what people do, and it won't make you mad. People be talking about they in love. That's what they doing, killing each other, busting car windows, slashing tires. Look what you made me do. Well, y'all obviously wasn't friends and didn't have a mutual respect because you wouldn't do that to somebody you actually love. Y'all don't have
mm-hmm.
an understanding. So I guess real love is a real understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the emotion doesn't come without some kind of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to say I've learned that, but I am learning that as I go on. You got to understand, I have 8 children, 4 different
mm-hmm.
children's mothers. I told Darkwell this. After all of that I've been through, if I ain't figured out how to commit and sit my butt down, then that was all for nothing. And I don't deserve to be with nobody else. Because I'm not going to have another children's mother. I'm not going to get married to get divorced. Right now, it's like I'd have been to school, and I took midterms, now it's time for finals, and I need to pass.
That's right.
Another thing y'all didn't
yes,
know about
sir.
Crystal, I could be very long-winded at times.
Hey, listen, you're from that windy city, brother. Listen, you're from Chicago. You got to be long-winded.
You ain't lying. You're not lying.
Hey, y'all, Brother Caesar, how much time do we have left?
You have 9 minutes left.
Okay.
I'm going to say something real quick. I want to interject real quick. I remember that me and Brother Christos had a conversation, or was it not a conversation between us? We were in a group. I don't remember what group it was. And Brother Christos said, he said something to the fact that no woman, a woman without her head covered, she can't say nothing to him.
Can't say nothing to me.
That's what he said. And I said, this brother, he's a better brother than me because I just love sisters. But this brother, you can learn something from everybody. Steel sharpens steel. When that brother said that, I said, is he serious? And I said, damn, yeah, he's serious.
Well, let me tell you what it is, Rakim. Now it's not that I won't look at a sister that's not covered because I'm a man, and boy, these sisters are fine as frog hair. But when we're talking about, now let's think about it like this. This is the context I put it in because I need to make this clear. It's not that a sister that's not covered on her profile pic is less of a Muslim than another one that does. Because like
okay,
I told
okay.
you, I have talked to these sisters that's all covered up. They might even have a face veil. You never know. But they not nothing they represent.
Yeah,
you're right. When it comes down to... That's why I say you either look at a sister like this, either I'm gonna deal with this sister or I'm gonna be with this sister for the rest of my life. So I'm like, you know what? If I have to be with a woman for the rest of my life, she gonna have to represent the way I want her to represent. That's just what it is. It ain't that the sisters that's not doing it any less, but if this the only life I got and I gotta spend it with somebody, then I got all these stipulations. And I'm justified in putting out all these stipulations because it's my life, and I'm going to have you in my life. I'm not saying it's my way or no way, but we all have our individual plan. And when it comes to being with a woman for life, it would be different if I wasn't ready to get married and I was just playing the field in hell. Covered, uncovered, makeup, no makeup, well, it's whatever. But
yes, sir.
If I got to have my mind ready to be with this woman for the rest of my life, she needs to represent herself a certain way for me. And that's just all it is. That's just a preference. I know this word bond. Covered or uncovered on a Facebook page, that don't mean nothing. I used to be so on that. I used to be in other groups debating with brothers that wasn't registered. And I used to make a big deal about... You ain't registered. You ain't in the mosque. Let me tell you what I learned. There's a lot of registered believers that act like niggas and a lot of unregistered believers that act like Muslims. I had to grow out of that. It's not about whether you this or that. It's just my preference. That's just all it is to it. So it's not about you more of a Muslim if you covered up. You more of a Muslim if you registered, because our lessons tell us that there's a lot of Muslims out here that don't even know they Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you registered mm-hmm. don't mean nothing. I'm about to say something I'm probably going to get kicked in behind from, but I'm from headquarters. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad said headquarters was honeycombed with hypocrites. So
mm-hmm.
just because you registered, that don't mean nothing. Your acts, your beliefs, and what you put into practice is what make you who you are. And I'll be honest
mm-hmm.
with you. I would have married a woman that was not in the mosque if she represented herself as... What I'm into. Like, she might not wear a MGT uniform and a head covering, but she might cover up another way. It's all in her actions, put into practice her standard. So you, I did say that, but I need to make it clear because especially in these days with our sisters out here, you can't elevate some and just put some down because you got to remember that sister that might be out here selling her ass, Mary Magdalene. You can't put her down because you don't know what she's been through to be in that situation. And it's your job, I'm going there, it's your job to get her and make something out of her. You can't be particular and say she need to already be there. You need to already be there. If you want to make a believer, you got to be one yourself. So, like the minister said,
case in point.
Take a woman and make something out of her. Don't judge her for what she is. You the leader. It's like if you get a crew on a boat. You don't say to the crew, y'all a bomb crew. You the shipmate. You give the orders. You train them up. Whatever that needs to be done, you get down there with them and get it done. Be the example. Other than that, stop making excuses. Because I feel like all of us need to be married. We need to grow up, come together, and do this nation thing. How are we going to have a nation if we ain't together? It don't even make
no sense.
You cannot have a nation or you can't have a hereafter until we get this black male, black female relationship thing solved. We can't keep coming together and throwing each other away based on some trivial mess. Like the minister said, if you're looking at a sister based on her body, you really messed up because once you be with her, once y'all get to a certain age, all that stuff starts changing. You have a couple of babies, but, you know, stuff ain't sitting up the way it used to be. So if that's what you was into it for, you messed up already. You know, you need to be a friend, and y'all need to be believers, and that don't necessarily mean Muslim. That means if you're a Christian, you're a believer. No matter what religion you're in, it's really the same standard. If you're a Christian, you follow Christ, and Christ is God in person. You're a Muslim, you submit your will to the will of Allah who came in a person. Even though, and what separates us as the nation of Islam and other Muslims is we have a belief in Christ, a belief in Christ being formed in us, and belief that a Christ came to us. So my point is, ain't none of us perfect, but we just need to start taking what we into more serious. You don't have to go to work tomorrow with us all filled up. It all takes place in the mind first, and your behind will follow.
Uh-huh.
That's my sense.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Well, before the show ends, I just want to say that Sister Daquel, Brother Christoph, I feel like a mother marrying off her children. Because I just remember, you know, when both of y'all were single and Sister Darquel wasn't hearing it because the brothers weren't qualified and Christos was crazy. And just to see you now, I am so proud and I am so honored that you two actually came on the show and shared with us this came
about. Hold on. Let me share something with you. I had expressed to Sister Darquel that I did not want to be on the conference call based on a lot of the company we got in the group. And that's what I meant. I knew we were going to get on the conference call and it was going to be people that listen in and ain't saying nothing.
Okay,
I knew that.
Okay.
But hold on. I'm glad that I chimed in.
2 minutes.
Because
we have 2 minutes.
I got to talk to you all and it was a very positive conversation.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Brother Christos, we know all that. I just want to say that I'm proud of you and I'm proud of the stuff you know, and I thank y'all for coming on the show. And I pray that Allah bless the union and I pray that y'all
seconds.
Have a fruitful marriage and be happy. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, I told
yes,
y'all, we're going to be together if it kills her.
Yes, he did.
So if we ain't together, that means she in the ground somewhere.
Yeah, you don't make it happen before having me to deal with. Now you try that one all the time.
Uh-oh. Just to get out, no trouble from you, because
okay.
If you look at your profile pic, I don't want no parts of that. You look like you'll tear something up. I don't want to be on the end of that.
The picture with the. Hey, especially the picture with the hood on. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. I saw that. I was too dumb. I was like, choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
Trust me, I will get with you. Huh?
Hey, listen. I want to say something real quick.
Okay,
sir. We got about 30 seconds. Listen, Brother Chris
uh-huh.
is the only brother that really showed me love to the point. Me and Brother Chris are like brothers. We get into it on Facebook, then we make up on Facebook. This is the only brother me we ever got into it, and we still be loving each other.
I told you, man. Just because I cuss you out don't mean nothing. I could just attack you real quick, and that don't mean nothing. That's how I am. That don't mean I don't dislike nobody. I just express
he don't
my
hold grudges.
It don't mean I hate you. It don't. That don't. I like.
Listen,
we ain't got time to dislike nobody.
Show is over.
Listen.
Show is over.
Oh,
we still curse each other out and still be love one another. I love that.
Because you're from Chicago, right. Man. You know how it goes.
You know it.
You volatile and confrontational.
Hey guys, I want to say one thing to Chris. Brother Chris, this has been great, man. You guys are a wonderful man. It was a great experience listening to you guys talk on the phone today. And I just want to – can you add me as a friend to your Facebook?
I got you, Caesar Black.
I'm DJ Black Caesar. The reason I got it like that because I got other pages out there, and my other pages are filled up. So that's why I call myself Caesar Black. But I'm DJ Black Caesar. When you add me as a friend, I'll talk to you and you'll know what's going on. All right.
I got you. I already requested you.
Okay.
Thank you, family, for having us on the show. We had a good time.
Yes, ma'am, and I thank you, and I appreciate the both of y'all. Thank you, Sister Darkwell, Brother Crystal.
Anytime.
Crazy
yeah.
Tour.
I'll be in Mississippi with my jerk chicken plate soon.
Yes. We got you.
And keep us up to date. Keep us up to date of what's going on.
Yes, ma'am. No doubt.
We'll post something every day so you'll know what's going on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My baby, she keeps people informed.
Yes, sir.
Even before
yes,
I know.
Sir.
So it's all good.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all evening. Thank you again, Sister Darkwell and Brother Crystal. Thank you.
No
thank
problem.
You. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, well, like us alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Like us alaikum, bro.